Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guests know that every believer has the ability to access the prophetic realm. They have a supernatural gifting to activate you right here, right now, on this show. Interested? Hello, I'm here with Jermaine and Rebecca Francis, and a nice young couple. Between you and me, what's it like being married to a prophet? Both of you are prophets.
It's absolutely terrifying, Sid.
Can't get away with anything.
My goodness. Speaking of not getting away with anything, Jermaine, tell me about the twin girls that were missing.
Yes. We were speaking at a conference earlier this year, and some people in the conference had a connection with the local law enforcement, and they got word to us and said there were twin girls that were missing, and they were searching for them all day and couldn't find them. And so they wanted us to pray. And so the leader of the conference, you know, prayed a little bit. Then he walked over to me. I wasn't even expecting. Hand me the microphone and said, I want you to pray. And so I just said, okay. And being a prophetic person, we always ask, Lord, what are you saying about this? You know, just pray from ourselves. And so I just said, What are you saying? And immediately I just felt the Lord say in my spirit, begin to declare that these girls would be found within the hour. And so I began.
What are you saying? We Jewish people have a word for that. It's called chutzpah.
Okay.
That means nerve. Yeah. It takes a lot of chutzpah to do that.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So what happened?
So immediately I took the microphone and I began to declare, and I said, within the hour, these girls would be found in front of a live audience, and handed the microphone back.
It's better it wasn't in front of a dead audience.
That's right.
I couldn't resist.
And so we went back into a time of worship, and then about 20 minutes later, they got back on the microphone and said the girls were found within that hour.
Okay. Rebecca, you say it's easy for believers to prophesy. Do you really mean that?
Absolutely. It's easy. It's natural. As you say, naturally supernatural. You know, we've overcomplicated it, but I love what Jesus said. He said, my sheep hear my voice. And the thing is, he said it so matter-of-factly. There's no hype around it. He didn't need to make a big announcement. It was not that complicated. He just said, my sheep hear my voice.
Jermaine, I want to take you back. Do you remember the first time that you prophesied?
Yes.
What happened?
I was absolutely nervous.
It's as bad as being married to a prophetess, huh?
Pretty close. I was absolutely nervous. And what happened was we were in a time of prophetic activations where they wanted to begin to exercise your gift and begin to step out there by faith. And they said, begin to receive something from the Lord and pray for the person I partnered you with. And so I looked for the scaredest person is me in the room, because I was super nervous. Like, I don't know if I can do this. And so I found this lady and I just said, okay, let's partner together. And so I closed my eyes and said, okay, Lord, if you have a word for her. I really wasn't expecting anything. And immediately the Lord just dropped in my spirit. She's looking for a job. She needs some situations with her job situation. And so I just said, okay, I'm going to pray this, terrified. And I prayed it. And she begins to weep and begins to cry and say, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I prayed to the Lord this morning. I was looking for a job and you prayed exactly what I prayed. And that brought so much peace and confirmation to her.
So, Rebecca, you say that every believer who has the Holy Spirit in them, or they wouldn't be a believer, can prophesy. I think it's really a lack of knowledge and fear.
Absolutely. You know, for one thing, many of us just haven't been told or exposed to that idea that we could prophesy. But Paul said, I would that all of you prophesy. And I imagine Paul saying, I want every one of you to prophesy. And so that exposure to the idea that we all could hear God's voice is kind of the first step. And then, you know, the truth is that the very first lie, really, I think that the enemy said to Eve in the garden was, has God really said? And so he challenged her confidence in her ability to hear God when she was walking with him in person. So, you know, that intimidation, that fear, the enemy is still saying that same phrase to us today. Did God really speak to you? Is that really what he said? Did you really hear it right? And that's the plan of the enemy, to separate us from the voice of God with intimidation and fear.
When you hear from God, you begin to see how he sees a person. He begins to see a perspective. You get a glimpse into how God views something, and that heart begins to come alive inside of you, like, wow, this is God's perspective on this situation or this person. And it just takes you into seeing God and into seeing how he views us.
Tell me about this dark mantle.
Yes. And so the Lord gave me a prophetic vision where he showed me that there are these leaders and people of influence spread out globally who are wearing these dark mantles, and they were keeping darkness in operation. They were keeping evil in operation in the earth. And I saw the Lord come in and begin to strip these mantles off. And as he did, his light began to break forth in those places. And so what I felt the Lord saying through that was that he's getting ready to raise up people that are going to replace where evil has once dominated certain structures and certain systems, that he's bringing his people, that's going to bring his light into those industries, into those areas, into those places of authority that darkness has once really occupied.
So, Rebecca, why is it important for every believer to be activated in prophecy?
You know, all of us have a part to play in God building his kingdom on earth. And Jesus taught us how to pray. He said to pray, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, you know, we have the Bible as the overall what God's will is. But what about our day-to-day lives? How do we really pray, Lord, your will be done, if we don't even know what his will actually is? Which job should I take? We're deciding where to move my family and so forth. We need to hear the voice of God, to be led by his voice, so that we can release that in our lives and cause his will to be done on earth.
Well, you know what? I think it's so wonderful. The two of you have had this breakthrough in prophecy. But it's almost like there is a presence of God that when you teach, everyone gets a breakthrough in prophecy. Now, all that we've been talking about begs the question, if all can be activated in the prophetic, what is stopping us? We'll be right back. So, if everyone that's watching me right now and in the studio audience can prophesy, and you're not, what's stopping them, Rebecca?
You know, Sid, it's a good question, but I honestly think one of the main things that stops most of us, if we were to be honest, is fear. And even as much as we've prophesied, fear can still pop up anytime. But really, the one thing that's helped me, and I think helps a lot of the people we activate, is that if we can shift from thinking about I've got to say what God says, which is, whew, pressure, right? And, you know, then that begs the question, what if I make a mistake, right?
What if I'm a false prophet? I know what happens in the Bible.
I know what
false
happens.
Prophets.
Right. So it really puts a lot of pressure on us. But, you know, one of the most wonderful chapters of the Bible that we all learn so well is the love chapter, right? But the love chapter is sandwiched right between two chapters explaining how to move in the gifts of the Spirit. And so that lets me know that the gifts of the Spirit, they've got to be infused with love. So when we start thinking, not I've got to hear God and I've got to get it right, but look at this person, God loves you. Wow, he wants to touch your heart. And when I start thinking about you, that gift can flow through me much more easily, and I can take the pressure off and let God love you using my gifting and that he's given to me.
Oh, that really shifts things. In other words, I've noticed Jesus had compassion, and the great miracles happened. Mm-hmm. What a different perspective rather than being a showboat.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Right.
And hearing God is so important. More so, I think, in the days we're living in, because we're so close to the return of the Messiah than ever before in history. So, Jermaine, you're at a meeting, and you've been set up.
Yeah.
Someone is at that meeting. to shut it down. Yes. How'd you like to be in a meeting like that? Yes. Tell me about that.
So we're ministering at a prophetic conference, and what we didn't know is the conference is part of a denomination. What we didn't know was the person who was head over that region was totally against the prophetic. He was not a fan. He did not believe in modern day prophets or God speaking to us today. And so what I did not know that at the time. And so I actually called the guy out, and I started to prophesy over him and minister to him, and he begins to weep and cry, like just completely being touched by God in a powerful way. And in my mind, I'm like, wow, that's amazing. God's ministering to him. And so we go back in the general session, and he gets up on the platform and he says, I'm over this entire region, and I actually came to this meeting to shut this down. And so he said, I prophesied word for word what he said to his wife in the car on the way to that meeting.
What effect did it have on that man?
His heart was completely touched by God. He was completely opened up. He blessed the meeting. He blessed the gathering from that point forward. And he just completely changed his heart.
Well, Rebecca, that's an example of how the prophetic actually opens people's hearts. Comment on that.
Absolutely, because, you know, we can say to someone, God loves you, and we know that's true. And if I were to say to that man, you know, God loves you and he cares about what you're worried about, yeah, that's true. But to be able to say something there's no way anyone knew except him and God, that lets him know, wow, God really is right now very personal with me. And then they open their heart up to the Lord. That's what Jesus did with the woman at the well. Jesus approached this woman in her everyday life, and he got a word of knowledge about something factual that was going on, and he exposed it. You know, he said, where's your husband? And actually, you're not married, right? But in giving that word of knowledge, you know, he opened her heart because she knew that he couldn't have known that. Then he went further. It wasn't just to say, hey, here's what I know. Aren't you impressed that I knew that? But then he went further, and he was able to give her his love for her, his salvation. He offered her living water. That transformation led to the salvation of her entire community. And that's what the prophetic does. It opens hearts so that Jesus can redeem what's been lost.
You say that most people sense things, but they don't know how to shift sensing into prophecy.
Absolutely. You know, I feel like we probably all are hearing God in a continual sensing sort of way, even if we wouldn't have known how to articulate it. One of the best, or at least most entertaining examples of this that I experienced when I was really young in the prophetic, kind of new to the prophetic.
You look pretty young to me now. Everything's relative.
All relative. So. But it's one of my first times being exposed to people prophesying this way. And so everyone was excited this prophet was going to minister. And so I was like, I hope he ministers to me. And they all said, he's a great, great prophet, you know. And he is and was. But when he got to me, he was smiling.
And your heart's beating.
My heart's beating. He's so excited, and I'm so excited. What's going to happen? And he goes, you're a butterfly. And he gets so excited. And then he's like, flutter, flutter, you butterfly. And then he walks away.
What a profound word.
And I was like,
you all can prophesy like that.
And for one thing, I felt jealous because this man was having the time of his life. God was touching his heart. You could see on him how meaningful it was. But I mean, it meant nothing to me at all. And for a second, I thought, am I even spiritual? Maybe I'm missing it and everyone else gets it. But about 10 years later, Jermaine and I were sitting with a prophet. We kind of were just meeting with him for counsel for our lives. And kind of out of nowhere, he turned to Jermaine and he said, you know, Rebecca, she's like a butterfly. And, you know, my ears perked up. And he said, she flutters from issue to issue, topic to topic, like a butterfly goes from bloom to bloom. And on the outside, it looks shallow because it's just this in and out. But he said, the truth is for her, it's her whole heart. Every bit of her affection and her passion goes all in to whatever that thing is. So he was saying to Jermaine, don't think it's shallow, because don't close your hand on that butterfly, saying that's just a little shallow thing, but know that the intensity and the value of that. I mean, both of us knew what that meant because we know me, but I wept, and I immediately remembered 10 years earlier this prophet who probably saw the exact same thing and did not know how to articulate it and interpret and articulate it so that I could receive meaning from it.
Now, are you ready right now to be activated in prophecy? I mean, every one of you. I know you are. We'll be right back.
Call now and get this powerful brand new book, Activating the Gift of Prophecy by Jermaine and Rebecca Francis, and their anointed and exclusive three-part audio CD teaching series, Activating the Prophetic in Your Daily Life. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9663. Their powerful brand new book is your guide on how to receive and share what God is saying. Through this book, three essential questions concerning prophecy are answered. Can every believer speak prophetically? How do I start hearing God's voice? Once you have heard a prophetic word, what would you do next? Discover how to operate in the gift of prophecy in accordance with Scripture. Begin to discern the voice of God through different spiritual senses. Learn how to separate soul from the spirit when it comes to hearing God. Operate in prophetic protocol to deliver words effectively. Develop a pure heart that God can trust with prophetic revelation. Included in this book is an additional practical hands-on activation section, which includes easy-to-do exercises that will help teach you how to stir up the gift of prophecy for your everyday life.
This book really is not just for people in ministry, but it's for every believer who wants to be led by the voice of God personally, and then even more wants the incredible honor of being able to share God's heart with somebody else.
You will also receive Jermaine and Rebecca Francis' anointed and exclusive three-part audio CD teaching series, Activating the Prophetic in Your Daily Life. Through this series, you will learn four ways to hear from God, understand how to walk in the prophetic in your daily life, discover how to partner with a prophetic word, learn the guidelines to knowing if the word you are hearing is from God.
We've traveled all over the world and we've activated people in all kinds of different countries, and every person that we've activated have all started flowing in the gift of prophecy.
Don't miss out on getting this powerful brand new book, Activating the Gift of Prophecy by Jermaine and Rebecca Francis, and their anointed and exclusive three-part audio CD teaching series, Activating the Prophetic in Your Daily Life. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9663. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9663 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
You know, Jermaine, I think it's important for us to establish the difference between someone that has is a prophet and someone that has a prophetic calling. Distinguish that.
Yeah. So someone that is a prophet is, we see that in Ephesians 4, chapter 11 and 12, they're called of God. God is the one who raises them out. God is the one who anoints them and calls them for the purpose of being a prophet. And their job is to equip the body of Christ, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. They release that prophetic mantle to the body. They activate people to be prophetic. They keep the prophetic spirit of God alive within the body. They keep that activated.
So a prophet activates others.
Yes.
For the second thing. What
yes,
is the second
yes.
thing?
And the second thing is just a believer that has been activated in the gift of prophecy. They're flowing from the gift of prophecy that we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 14.
So there are prophets and there are prophetic people. And your point is God's the one that calls the prophets, but every believer that hears God is a prophetic person. Rebecca, tell me simple steps for us to start.
You know, we've way overcomplicated it, like I had said before, but to simply ask, receive, and obey.
Rebecca and Jermaine, go for it. Teach us how to prophesy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just like we said, all you really have to do is ask, believe you've received it, and then obey. And by obey, it's really take an action of some kind, right? So just like when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, you know, Holy Spirit doesn't show up and grab our mouth, move our lips, move our tongue, make the vocal cord, right? We have to take an action to open our mouth and say it. And so what we're going to do is just, we're going to all today, everyone here, everyone watching is going to receive something from the Lord. And I'm going to put us through a practice run. Are you ready? let me give you a little preface that when we say that God is speaking, you know, I think sometimes, Sid, that when if I say God spoke something to me.
Well, we think a booming voice like Moses hears God's booming voice in the movies.
Yes, right. That's what we imagine. But the truth is, when God speaks to us, he speaks to us just like how he speaks to our spirit, but we're going to understand it just like we understand anything else. You know, if you have a dream, in your dream, there's pictures, there's sound, there's feeling and sensation. There's just stuff you instantly know. And so all of that is how you think. That's how you process information. So when we say God spoke to us, very rarely are we saying that a booming voice came down from heaven, almost never. Usually we're saying something came in my spirit and I understood it because I saw a mental image or I heard a word or I felt an impression or I felt an emotion. And so just to give you an example of how that works, we're all going to do this right now. I'm going to ask you a question and you are going to get the answer.
Did you say we're going to get
you're
the answer?
You're going to get the answer.
That's what I thought she said.
Everyone is going to get the answer.
Okay, I just want to clarify.
It's a practice run, so don't be nervous, but are you ready? Here's the question. What is your name?
I know. I'm Pat. Do you know your name? Good.
So everyone knows their name, right? So when I asked you what is your name, maybe some of you heard your name, your mom calling your name, right? Or you heard your name in your head, like the conversation you have in your head, that voice, that's probably your own maybe, voice. Some people saw their name, like a handwriting saw their name or read their name, like when you read it on the envelope of your mail. Some people didn't hear or see anything, you knew, this is who I am, right? And some of you are confused and because you're thinking you had none of those, but you still knew your name, right? If you didn't see a picture and you didn't hear a sound, you probably just knew. You just had that inner knowing. Well, that was a natural exercise. That was not a supernatural exercise. But me asking you the question triggered a thought to come to your mind, correct? And that's how your mind works. So what's going to happen? Now we're going to pray and we're going to ask the Lord. Everyone is going to hear from the Lord now. And I want you to just ask the Lord, whatever you're comfortable with, ask the Lord to give you a picture, or ask the Lord to give you a sound, such as a word, or ask the Lord to give you a feeling or an impression or just a knowing, like some of you were like, yes, I just know. Ask the Lord to give you one of those, whatever's more comfortable for you, about you for the next 24 hours. The scripture tells us that prophecy is for edification, exhortation, and comfort. Some good thought, his heart, as Jermaine said so well earlier, his heart towards us for the next 24 hours, and we're going to believe that God's going to do it. So as believers, everyone will be equipped.
Yeah. So those of you that are watching at home, those of you that are in the studio audience, just go ahead and close your eyes right now. And I'm just going to pray this prayer of impartation, of just releasing that prophetic spirit and that prophetic heart to you. So Father, right now, we just declare an opening of their spiritual senses right now, their ears to hear from you, their eyes in the spirit to begin to see you. So Lord, we just break off every hindrance right now, and we just release the impartation of your prophetic spirit. So we just release that your speaking, that you're releasing right now, Lord, in Jesus' name.
And so now just let a picture or a thought, a feeling, a word, a simple, subtle, still, small voice that is positive, that is God's heart toward you, just for today, for the rest of today, for the next 24 hours. And by now, something has come to all of our, has hit our spirits just as quickly as you knew your name. That's how quickly something has hit your spirit. And so you can go ahead and open your eyes, and you may have found that it was vague and you want to spend some time, journal that, write it out, pray a little more into it. But I promise you that something came. Usually it's just that first impression that comes. Just grab it and let God unfold it. As long as it doesn't go contrary to the Bible, and as long as it fits with what the scripture says, edification, exhortation, and comfort, then let the Lord release and sort of marinate on that a little longer.
Now, you usually teach long seminars on this, but how many people have you activated over the years, approximately?
We've activated thousands, Sid, over thousands of people that we've done seminars and teaching with.
Okay, I heard a word, and the word that I heard was whole. Wow. In Messiah, you are whole.
Awesome.